You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Thanks for joining us. Breonna Taylor's legacy, her name, a rallying cry, her picture, a symbol for justice. Tonight, we look into the court case against the officers who shot her. A number of grand jurors sharing frustration, taking issue with what they say were lapses in the evidence they saw in this ABC News Courier Journal exclusive.
Third Division responding to a 1030
police. What is the location of the emergency? Bullet holes came through the front wall from the next apartment where the shooting happened.
Building 303! Apartment number 4! Please come out! Put your hands up!
Have you been hit by a bullet?
Oh, scared.
Keep walking backwards!
Walk straight back, or I'll send this dog on you!
Walk back to me!
Steve Austin! Put your hands on your head!
Let's get behind this car for cover.
What did I do?
I was banging at the door and she said, who is it? And I just started shooting.
What is this about?
We don't. We're both just regular workers.
Keep walking. Stop. Keep walking.
Stop screaming.
Don't come off that car. If you come off that car again, I'm going to put you on the ground.
Please, just don't let him be dead. Please, God, don't let him be dead.
This is a story about a death that didn't need to happen.
Breonna Taylor had a job. She had a career. She had dreams. She was going places. None of that mattered. On a night in which some police officers came to her door, kicked it in, and shot her to death multiple times.
It's a tale of two points of view from opposite sides of the same door. And those really reflect the view of America, the police point of view, and the point of view of black citizens who feel they're under siege.
Senior prom, junior prom, she had the blue dress.
That's junior prom. She looks so good.
To know her is to love her. She's so much like me, but she's so much better than me.
Breonna and Tamika were really close. Breonna pushed everyone else in her family to be the best versions of themselves.
If you ain't got a Breonna,
she's the star of the show for the family, basically, and she just kept everybody going.
After she graduated high school, she started pursuing a nursing career at UK.
She was making plans to settle down with a longtime boyfriend, Kenny Walker.
But we actually met on Twitter. She was just goofy. She was always posting funny stuff. Chilling, playing Uno, you know, watching a movie, and then she was falling asleep, and so was I. Just a couple minutes after she had been sleeping, there was a loud bang at the door.
Seven police officers show up at Breonna Taylor's door in the middle of the night to execute a narcotic search warrant.
I remember banging on the door, it's open hand, hard smacks, bam, 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 bam. First time didn't announce. Just hoping she would come to the door.
Kenny says he never heard that announcement. The police, of course, say they did.
Breonna said, you know, who is it? Nobody said anything. So at this time, we're getting up to put on clothes to see who it is. And then there's another loud bang at the door.
I yelled, police search warrant, police search warrant. There was a total of six different knocks at the door while we're doing this.
It's too late for anybody to be knocking on the door. So I grabbed my gun. Then we proceed to go answer the door.
And finally, I look back at my lieutenant, who's in the stack back here. He goes, go ahead and hit it.
And when we get right in the doorway of the bedroom, the door flies open.
I could see the living room to my right. So I could see the tan couches, the living room, the door.
Were there any lights on in the apartment?
No, just the TV back there. We have lights on guns. As I step in the door frame to clear the hallway, I can see two figures.
Protect Brianna, protect myself. That's what was going through my head.
My eyes went straight to the barrel of this gun. I could see the tip of it, and my eyes just focused in on it.
Kenny is a legal gun owner.
So I let out one shot, you know, at the ground.
He wasn't shooting at the ground. He was in a stretched out with two hands looking straight at me. Our postures were the same, looking at each other.
I'm figuring it's intruders or somebody trying to break in and harm us. I couldn't see anybody. It was pitch black in there.
I reached down and felt my leg, and I could feel a handful of blood. And I thought, man, it's my femoral artery. Everything happened in milliseconds. Boom, 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 return four shots.
What was your intent?
To stop the threat, whatever that was. I wanted to get home to my family.
It was just a hail of gunfire. And I grabbed Brianna and I dropped to the ground and I was holding her hand while we went down.
There's one shot, but then there were 30 shots in return. So a lot of people would look and say, man, that seems a little bit excessive.
It does seem like a lot. Are 30 shots normal? On this situation, I don't know how many were necessary. I mean, that's a hard one to tell because the initial shot barrage was so quick.
And then all hell breaks loose. And 32 shots are fired into the apartment.
Detective Miles Cosgrove wasn't directly behind Mattingly, and Brett Hankinson told authorities that he went around the side of the apartment and unloaded 10 rounds.
I returned fire at the angle that I believed him to still be shooting from, because I could still see those muzzle flashes and hear it, and the fire increased like almost like an automatic type weapon.
Kenny fires the first bullet and he doesn't fire another one. It's possible that Hankinson mistakes his colleague's gunfire for a gun being fired from inside.
Brianna, she couldn't say anything. She was scared to death, as was I. But she did scream at some point in time when she got hit. That's the last, you know, sounds that she made.
Who else in the apartment?
Nobody. My girlfriend's dead.
Tell them we have 1:10:15.
What?
How's your girlfriend?
I don't know. Y'all was banging at the door and she said, who is it? And the other started shooting.
No, we down three times. Police search warrant.
Walker's charged with attempted murder of a police officer. A man accused of shooting a Metro police sergeant is now out of jail and he's on home incarceration.
2 months after Kenny is arrested, the charges are dropped against him.
All three of these men have been placed on administrative reassignment.
After this shooting, the three officers who fired their weapon, according to the department, are immediately put on what's called administrative reassignment, which basically just means you're not working, but you're getting paid while they figure this thing out.
For us to just have to find that strength to move on without her is just gonna be so hard.
We was gonna have to get legal help to get answers.
We filed that wrongful death lawsuit to make sure that we could get the truth out about what happened to Breonna Taylor, because we did not believe we were going to get the truth from the government agencies that were over this investigation.
The Breonna Taylor case didn't explode into the American consciousness until after the death of George Floyd.
Hands up, don't shoot!
Everyone sort of perked up and went, yeah, that happened here in Louisville.
Will we take advantage of this moment? Can we make this a movement? Can we transform the pain that we are feeling and turn it into power?
Say her name. Say her name.
Breonna is bigger than Breonna. She now has become an American symbol.
And if we don't say Breonna Taylor's name loudly enough and long enough, then the next Breonna Taylor may be your daughter.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
That historic settlement in the Breonna Taylor case.
Taylor's family has now reached a $12 million wrongful death settlement with the city of Louisville.
One of the largest settlements in U.S. history, involving allegations of excessive force by police.
Our city, Louisville, is ready and waiting.
The mayor of Louisville declaring a state of emergency.
Anxious and very concerned about the final decision from Kentucky Attorney General.
Whether charges will be filed against the police officers who killed Breonna Taylor.
In the matter of Commonwealth of Kentucky versus Brett Hankison.
People were there on the edge of their seat waiting to hear something that they've been fighting for, fighting as hard as anybody could fight.
The Jefferson County Grand Jury charges as follows. Count one, wanton endangerment in the first degree.
They're bringing three counts of wanton endangerment, all against Brett Hankison.
He wantonly shot a gun into the apartment occupied by initials CE.
The charges aren't for endangering Breonna Taylor or Kenneth Walker. They're for endangering her neighbors, her white neighbors who live next door. Their unit was also pierced with several bullets that night.
That concludes the business of the grand jury sitting for Jefferson County in September 2020. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may be excused.
My wife cried. I almost couldn't talk at first. It was just a, you know, this part's over. I knew it wasn't over. I knew this was just the beginning.
Brett Hankison pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Tamika immediately breaks down because she knows that wanton endangerment does not have anything to do with death. I said, Tamika, do you know who the wanton endangerment charges were for? And she cries as she's saying the neighbors. And you could just see the little bit of wind that she had, it really did just come out of her at that point. It was almost like opening up those initial wounds from March 13th.
That's it?
That's it?
Is that all we're talking
about? How did they just get away with this? You just kick a door down and just bang, 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 and get away with it.
I had to land on it because you found her. You found her. Tanya Cameron, you did not do your job. No justice.
No peace.
Say her name.
Breonna Taylor.
Say her name.
Breonna Taylor.
What Breonna Taylor's mother got was not justice. And we're gonna continue until we get justice, because change, real change, is absolutely necessary.
That is injustice.
It's amazing to have all these people standing up for her, saying her name.
After people go through this initial shock, they begin to hone in on some of the things that were said in this announcement by Daniel Cameron.
While there are six possible homicide charges under Kentucky law, these charges are not applicable to the facts before us because our investigation showed and the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in the return of deadly fire.
I began to question whether Daniel Cameron actually even presented charges on behalf of Breonna to the grand jury.
And then a juror comes forward anonymously and files a motion to release the tapes from the proceedings.
That juror's attorney saying Cameron misrepresented deliberations.
My client wants to make sure the truth gets out.
After making it seem like it was solely the juror's decision to not bring other charges, Cameron then goes on a local Fox News station.
Your question is about whether we recommended any murder charges against Cosgrove and Mattingly, and the answer is no. Ultimately, our judgment is that the charge that we could prove at trial beyond a reasonable doubt was for wanton endangerment against Mr. Hankinson.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
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 And mark it.
We've agreed to protect your identities. How would you like to be referred to?
Juror one.
Juror two.
Juror three.
Take me back to that news conference. Attorney General Cameron essentially says
the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in the return of deadly fire.
Your reaction when you heard that?
I came out of my chair. I said he just lied.
Liar. Those are the words that came out of my mouth.
This is a grand jury that was inquisitive. And on so many things, they were stonewalled. Situations where they asked about more body camera.
We don't, we're not sure all the videos, it just comes to time, but Sergeant Cassidy is showing that. What's that,
man? I said, we got time.
I said, we have time, because I felt like if I was going to give my right judgment as a juror, that I needed to present all the evidence, and they didn't.
When you heard that wanton endangerment was the only charge that was being presented, what was the reaction in the room?
It was an uproar. I was livid. I couldn't believe it.
We were dismayed. There was a big gasp in the room. Probably more than two or three jurors said, is that all?
Our team walked them through every homicide offense and also presented all of the information.
They didn't go into any details about what any additional homicide or murder charges could be.
The grand jury saying, you didn't give us anything else. It's a gotcha moment.
We asked if other charges could be brought against, and all they said was, no, nothing we could make stick, and that the officers had the right to defend themselves because they had been fired upon.
In your mind, should there have been more charges brought?
Oh, yes, undoubtedly.
I thought one would be murder.
I thought there was going to be a lot more charges for a lot more officers.
The fact that they didn't get to even deliberate on charges on behalf of Breonna is a huge miscarriage of justice.
ABC News reached out to Attorney General Cameron, who declined our request for comment. But in an interview with ABC Bowling Green affiliate WBKO, Cameron stood by his decision.
Ahmaud Arbery died, and the justice system said, give it time. George Floyd died, and the justice system said, give it time. Breonna Taylor died, and the justice system said, give it time. People gave it time. And then, basically, nothing.
If I had to share one final thought about Breonna, it would be that she was the one who brought everybody together.
On the one hand, you hate that it's her face that's on this cause. But on the other hand, it's a cause that'll definitely give some change that's been well overdue.
She always said she was gonna be famous, but we never imagined her not being here to see herself famous.
I hate that she had to die to be great.
That's Nightline. You can watch all our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here, same time next week. Thanks for staying up with us. Have a great weekend. Good night, America.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.